From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle towards Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continued to move in on the country's second largest city. A suicide attack on an Iranian-run construction site in the town of Dibis in northern Iraq Friday also killed at least 14 people, including four Iranians. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the IS assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. A cyber attack has spread across the United States and to parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites Friday. Sites affected included the social network Twitter, money transfer services PayPal, music streamer Spotify, and the discussion site Reddit. A company that manages crucial parts of the internet's infrastructure said it was under attack on Friday morning. Dyn, whose servers reroute internet traffic by hosting the domain name system, or DNS, said it had resolved the first attack, only to face a second one later in the day. After fending off the second attack, Dyn, which is based in New Hampshire, said it was again experiencing problems in the evening. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it's investigating all possible causes of the outage. This is VOA News. The U.N. Human Rights Council has agreed to launch a comprehensive independent investigation into alleged violations and abuses of international human rights law in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. After a day-long emergency session called to discuss the deteriorating human rights situation in eastern Aleppo, the 47-member body approved the resolution by a vote of 24 in favor, 7 against, and 16 abstentions. Those voting against were Algeria, Bolivia, Burundi, China, Cuba, Russia, and Venezuela. The resolution calls on investigators to identify all those they believe responsible for atrocities committed in eastern Aleppo and to hold them accountable. South Africa says it plans to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Analysts fear South Africa's decision, which follows Burundi's move to leave the court, could encourage other African nations to abandon the Hague-based tribunal. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
South Africa's justice minister defended the decision to leave the ICC by citing his nation's interest in being a broker of peace in Africa. Justice and Correctional Services Minister Michael Masuta says South Africa can't provide a safe space for leaders to talk peace if they are compelled to comply with all the court's arrest warrants, like the one for Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, wanted for war crimes and crimes against humanity. Masuta says the nation's cabinet decided this week that its only option was to leave the court and has delivered a notification to the United Nations saying they would leave in 1 year.
In exercising its international relations with foreign countries, particularly with countries in which serious conflicts occur or have occurred, South Africa is hindered by the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Faced with disappointing polling numbers and less than 3 weeks to bridge the gap, Donald Trump on Friday nonetheless stayed upbeat as he campaigned in two key battleground states. Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio.
In the first 4 days of in-person early voting here in Ohio, more people showed up to vote than they did at the same time in 2012 in our last election. That is fantastic, and it shows how serious people are taking this election.
That is Hillary Clinton speaking in Ohio. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.